Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another amazing episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today, I'm going to be talking about the power of knowing your essence. I'm going to start by asking you a question, and I want you to really think about the answer. Are you living the life that you want, or are you living the life that other people think you should be living? I know what it's like to feel like something isn't right, but not really have the words to describe it. I know what it's like to feel stuck in your current situation and not know how to get out of it. And I know how hard it is when your family doesn't understand why you're making these choices or even why they matter at all. And let me tell you, if any of these things resonate with you today, then this episode is for you. So let's talk about what makes you you. It's a question that's been asked throughout history, but one that is especially important today. In this episode, we're going to dive into the essence of the individual, what it means to be a person, what makes a person who they are, and how we can better understand ourselves in order to better understand each other. We'll start by exploring what an individual's essence is and isn't. Then we'll take a look at how our own essence may be influenced by our environment or genetics. Finally, we'll end with some practical tips on how you can use your understanding of yourself and others in order to create a more empathetic world. We'll start by exploring what an individual's essence is and what it's not. Essence can be thought of as the core of who you are, or what makes you uniquely you. It's also different from identity, which is the collection of labels or roles that someone has. Your identity might be being a mother, being an accountant, or being a boudoir photographer. When we talk about essence, though, we're talking about something deeper, something that exists beneath all of those labels and roles, something that's at the root of who you are as a person. This can get tricky because sometimes we use words like identity and essence interchangeably, but they're not the same thing. If someone asks you if you're an introvert or an extrovert, for example, your answer will probably include some aspect of your identity. It might say something about how you relate to other people in social settings. But when we're talking about your essential self-expression, your essential values, that's something totally different than just describing yourself based on your identity or who you think others perceive you as being. It's hard to explain, but there's a difference between the way we see ourselves and the way we want others to see us. When it comes down to it, we're all just our own special snowflake, but don't necessarily want everyone around us to know that. We don't even want ourselves to know that. Because if we did, then we would have no choice but to accept that sometimes people will like us for who we are, and other times they won't like us for who we are. But because of this person-to-person variation and how much people like us, it can seem as if there's something wrong with us and if there's something wrong with being ourselves. But here's the thing. When it comes down to it, there's nothing wrong with being yourself. And if you find yourself not liking who you are very much, that's okay too. Because if you don't love yourself yet, or maybe you haven't ever, then that doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to still be your best self. We're all just figuring this stuff out. If we can just get through it together and support each other as we do, then we'll all be better off for it. You deserve to feel good about who you are and what you've accomplished, no matter what anyone says. And you know what's weird? The fact that we have to work to be happy. I mean, shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't we be able to just be happy with who we are and what we do without having to try so hard? The problem is that we live in a world that puts so much pressure on us to conform. And then when we don't conform, there's this shame and guilt and judgment that comes with it. But why? Why should we feel bad for doing what makes us feel good? Why should we feel bad if our lives aren't exactly like everyone else's life? That's why knowing your essence can help guide your decision-making process so that when something isn't working out for you personally or professionally, then maybe there's a reason why it isn't working out. Maybe there's something else going on inside. Maybe you're not doing something that aligns with who you truly are, and that's why something's not working out. It's just so strange to me that we create these lives that are not our own, and then we spend our entire day trying to fit into them. And it makes me think about how much of what we do is based on fear. Fear of failure, fear of being different, fear of doing things wrong, and how much of the time those fears are really just unfounded. I mean, why would you think things were going badly if you knew that everything was going exactly as it should? It's like, if you knew your essence was joy and happiness, and you were doing something with your life that was consistent with that, why would you think anything else? I don't know about y'all, but I've definitely spent more than my fair share of time worrying about things that did not matter in the long run. But now I'm learning how important it is for me to pay attention to my inner voice when it tells me something is right or wrong for me, even if it seems risky or uncomfortable or just plain weird to other people. When we start listening to ourselves instead of trying so hard to be normal, whatever in the world that means, we can make decisions that are best for us instead of just going along with what makes everyone else happy and feeling okay. And then it just starts feeling really good in life. I know we've all heard the saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. It's an adage that reminds us that our own judgments are limited by what we see outwardly. In other words, it's easy to assume that a person's character is determined by their appearance or behavior. But what if we're wrong? What if there was more to it than that? What if our essence, our personalities, our characters, were influenced by something outside of ourselves? Humans have long been fascinated by this idea because it speaks to our own insecurities about who we are and why we do what we do. It also speaks to our desire for control. If there is something outside of ourselves that influences our essence, then maybe we can control that influence too. Our essence, though, is developed from the day we're born, and it's a process that continues throughout our lives. It's not something that happens once or even in one particular place. It's an ongoing journey that we travel through life, a journey where we learn about ourselves, who we are, and what we want out of life. Most people think this is something that happens when we are young, but truthfully, it doesn't. It happens through our entire lives, and it's never too late to start changing who you are and how you live if you feel that there's something missing in your life. It's important to know that the essence of who you are is not static. It will continue to change as we grow older and learn new things about ourselves and others around us. It's also important to know that there's no right or wrong way to develop your own essence. Honestly, it's just going to happen naturally over time. Once you become more familiar with your own essence, though, it's going to be so much easier for you to live in your truth with yourself and with the others around you. Living in your truth means living with integrity and being honest with yourself about who you really are. What makes you happy, and what brings you joy and peace. It means understanding that the world doesn't owe you anything, but that it also doesn't have to dictate how you live your life. For most people, I know this is easier said than done. Most people don't know who they really are. They don't know what makes them happy or why they feel so much stress and anxiety on a daily basis. They don't know why certain things trigger them or how some of their current pain is unhealed childhood trauma. They just live their lives as best they can according to what society tells them to do. You go to school, get a job when you're done with school, meet someone who will fall in love with you and hopefully marry them, have kids if possible, all while trying to just not make too many mistakes along the way. But what if I told you that it's okay? It's okay to not care about what other people think of you. It's okay not to conform. It's okay if your family doesn't understand what makes you happy at all times. And y'all, it is okay if some days are harder than others because we all have those days. Your essence is a combination of your experiences and the things you enjoy. It's also ever-changing because as you age, you'll have more opportunity to experience new things. So I know that there are times it can be hard to figure out what your essence is or how it developed. So I want to kind of walk through something that's going to help it and make it a little easier for you. First, I want you to look for patterns in your life. I want you to get a pen, get a paper, and write down, what do you tend to do when no one is looking? What types of people do you truly enjoy being around? What activities do y'all get most excited about? If you knew there would be zero judgment, what would you do for your life to bring yourself joy? These are all clues that can help you figure out what your true essence might be. Take time to reflect on these questions and honestly, don't rush through them. Be as honest as you can with yourself. If something doesn't sit right with you, try coming back to it later or even asking someone else how they see it from their point of view. The more perspectives on an issue, sometimes the better. If you enjoy reading, grab a copy of my first book. It takes you on a deep dive of truly discovering who you are. I will definitely link this in the show notes because it will walk you through individual questions that challenge you to ask yourself things that I guarantee you, you have never asked yourself to truly get to know who you are. And y'all, do not be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. If there is something that interests you, but seems like it wouldn't fit into your current lifestyle or identity, consider trying it anyways. You never know what could happen next, and you don't have to please anybody else. When you're trying to fit in, you're not doing yourself or anyone around you any favors. You are not a square peg in a round hole. You are a unique and wonderful individual who deserves to be recognized, respected, and loved for who they are. When you try to fit into what other people want from you, all you're doing is making yourself miserable. You're wasting your time, your energy on something that is not going to bring you joy and fulfillment. Y'all, life is too short for that. So while we're all the same, we're also different. We all have our own unique ways of seeing the world, and that's something we can't change. But what if there was a way to understand ourselves better? What if we could figure out who we are and what matters to us so that we could better connect with other people? Well, you're in luck because there are ways. There's this process called self-discovery where you really figure out your essence, what makes you tick, and then use that knowledge to live a more fulfilling life. I wrote an entire book on this, y'all, because I am that passionate about figuring out who you are, because how do we live our best life if we don't even know what makes us happy? So make sure to grab a copy of my first book, Empowered AF, Volume 1, Discovering Your True Self, and start working through it. And if you're not quite there yet, you don't know that you're able to go through the whole book, you can start more slowly. When we can just better understand what makes us tick, what our triggers are, and why we are triggered or why we react in certain situations, it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be this life-altering discovery. Sometimes just knowing what you're passionate about and why can make a big difference in how you deal with the people who are different from you. You might not be able to relate to someone who's into sports or has certain political beliefs, but if you can understand why they like sports or why they hold those beliefs, where that stems from, it's easier to see where they're coming from. It's easier to give grace, and it's easier to just let go when needed. This is truly something I've been working on recently. When people say, for instance, I'm just not good at math, I tend to think, okay, well, sure, but like, why? How do you figure you're not great at math? Instead of just accepting that as a fact, I try to dig deeper and ask questions like, do you like numbers? What makes them interesting? What kind of things do you like to do with numbers? Well, I know this is a very simple way to explore a statement of I'm just not good at this or I just don't like that. it shows you that by just asking the questions to get to the root of why someone doesn't like something or why they think they're not good at something will help you truly understand them better. I've always been interested in the human mind, especially how it works when we're not aware of it. My bachelor's is in psychology and my master's is in social work. I absolutely love learning why people react and don't react the way that they do. So if there's any way for me to connect with someone on an emotional level, which is often way more important than an intellectual one, I'm going to try my best to do it. The best thing I've ever seen is connecting emotionally, because that is where growth happens. That is where healing happens. When we try to push our thoughts and our agendas and our feelings onto people, but we don't even step back to find out who they really are, nobody's going to heal in that situation. Nobody's going to grow. Nobody is going to feel satisfied. So the more I've understood myself, the deep, intimate parts, and healed my inner child, the more compassion I've had towards others, which really has helped me look at the person versus the whole issue. I've learned that when I focus on the person's issues rather than the person themselves, it's easy to become angry and defensive. But when I'm able to see the person behind their issues, it's so much easier to be slow to anger and to give love. Understanding your essence is so deeply connected to the joy in your life or the pain that you're feeling. Often our anxiety, depression, and other controlling tendencies can stem from a lack of just understanding who we are or knowing who we are, but choosing to fit into the world's version of who we should be instead of what lights up our soul. A lot of people live their lives with this constant battle between what they feel they should be doing versus what feels good to them. They aren't living their truth because it's easier to follow others than follow your own path. If you find yourself constantly comparing yourself to others, or if you have a hard time following through on things because you're not sure if you're doing them for yourself, or if you're doing them because someone else wants you to, then this may be what's holding you back from living an authentic life. In order to truly connect with ourselves and live an authentic life, we must first understand who we really are and what makes us tick. We must learn how to identify our own needs and desires while also understanding those around us so that we can make decisions based on what feels right in our own hearts, rather than trying to just please everybody else. Learning how to love ourselves will help us be more grounded, more self-confident, and happier people who can also connect deeply with others without feeling like they have to give up their identity or compromise who they are. You, my friend, are a unique and beautiful snowflake. Do not ever forget that. Do not try to be another snowflake, because no one snowflake is the same. Your essence is your innermost, truest self. It is the core of who you are that makes you feel like you were born to be. Understanding your essence can help you discover joy in your life that you deeply crave. Because isn't that what we really want at the core of ourselves? To find joy and peace? To find happiness? Your essence is connected to your life purpose. That thing that brings out the best in you, that makes all of this worth it. Your essence is not only what makes you uniquely amazing, but also what sets you apart from everyone else. When we get caught up in our day-to-day lives, it's easy to forget about our true essence and lose sight of why we're even here on this planet. But when we do connect with our essence and look back on our lives with love and gratitude, we remember why we came into this world. To bring love into it, to feel loved, to just feel happy, to just feel at peace. We came here to teach lessons through our experiences, whether they be good or bad. And through those experiences, we learn how valuable each one is, because they shape who we are as individuals, who can then share their stories with others as well as learn from them. We were born with a purpose. And when we find ourselves lost along the way, it's important that we remind ourselves of just how much potential truly lies within us. When we realize the power within your own essence and see yourself for who you truly are, and not just for the roles that society has forced upon you, then you'll be able to live a life full of meaning and purpose. Living a life full of meaning and purpose does not mean that you have to go out and become president. It does not mean you have to write a book or you have to make this huge impact on the world where your name is in a plaque and every single person remembers you for life. Sometimes your meaning and purpose is raising great children. Sometimes your meaning and purpose is helping a friend through something. Sometimes your meaning and purpose is not this huge dramatic thing. It's just the day-to-day peace and joy and happiness you find and can pass on to change different generations. So my challenge for you this week is to really dig into these questions in this episode. Get real with yourself about who you are at the core. You know, we all have a story of who we think we should be. The person our parents wanted us to be, the person our partner wants us to be, or even the person society expects us to be. But what if it was time for you to start living a life that was actually for you? What if it was time for you to choose your own path? I encourage you to grab a copy of my book, grab your favorite drink, and let's start creating the life we desire, not the life we think we should choose to make everybody else happy. In case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved, my friends. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.